on liturgy on one side. On the other side is they do not care for liturgy, but they care for preaching. Yeah? 所以我们有两个极端，一个呢就是非常注意注重这个礼仪的教会啊，那么对这个讲道这方面呢就不大重要了。而另外一个极端就是讲的很重要，而那些礼仪都是不重要的啊。The many people generally think of the other elements of worship service as preliminaries. 那很多人以认为讲到之前所做的那些东西，都是一种的这个应该必须做的那些琐碎的事情，不重要的琐碎的事情。So consciously or unconsciously, they tend to come to church late, thinking that as long as they do not miss the preaching, they do not miss church. 那有些人他们是 意识或者非意识的，下意识的，他们就迟到，姗姗来迟。他们说，我听到讲道就够了，那我就不觉得是没有参加聚会。Now these are wrong attitudes. 这种态度是错误的。The time we spend together from 11 o'clock to 12:30, okay, is a time of corporate worship. 就是我们所用的时间，从11点到12点半，这个时间呢，就是我们这个叫做整体的敬拜。So the singing, the prayer, the reading of scriptures, all these are acts of worship. 因为我们这个唱歌啊、唱诗啊、祷告啊、读经啊，这些都是敬拜的。 重要的这个行为。Now, preaching is an act of worship. 当然讲道也是这个敬拜的其中的一个行为。Now, preaching should take its place along with other elements of a worship service. 所以呢，这个讲道和其他的读经啊、祷告这些都是同等的重要。The sermon is important, but it is not the only important element in the worship. 所以讲道是重要，但是它不是在崇拜里面，这个只有那个是重要的，这样是不对的。And so many people who say, I come to the preaching service and not the worship service. That's wrong. We come to the worship service, which includes preaching and the other elements of worship. 所以呢，我们有时候人听人说，我来听这个讲道的聚会，这个是不对的。我们都是来参加敬拜，在敬拜里面呢，就包括讲道，也包括读经、祷告和其他的。Okay. So there's a need for a clear understanding of the relationship between preaching and the entire worship service. 所以呢，我们应当呢，对这个讲道和整个的这个聚会啊，整个的崇拜呢，要有一个的这个了解。So first, we need to be clear in our mind what preaching is. 所以首先呢，我们要知道讲道是什么。What is preaching? Okay. Number one, preaching is uplifting Jesus Christ. 第一呢， 这个讲道是高举基督，高举耶稣基督。Okay, now turn to the First Corinthians. Turn to the Bible, the First Corinthians chapter 2:1-2. 我们看这个圣经，在这哥林多前书第2章第1节和第2节。Now this is what Paul said to the Corinthian church. So when I came to you, brothers, I did not come with eloquence or superior wisdom, as I proclaim to you the testimony about God. For I resolve, I know nothing while I was with you, except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. 在哥林多前书第2章第1节和第2节，弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣讲神的这个奥秘，因为我曾定了这个主意。 在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。Now, so the central theme of Paul's preaching is Jesus Christ. 所以这个保罗的讲道，他的这个中心主题呢，就是耶稣基督，就是耶稣基督。Jesus Christ must be lifted up. 我们就是要把耶稣基督的高举起来。People's life must be touched by Jesus Christ and not by the eloquence, by the wisdom of the preacher, by the power of persuasion of the preacher. 所以人到这个机会来的时候，他们的生命要被耶稣基督触到，而不是被那个讲言的这个高言大志，他这个说服的这个能力来受到感动。我们再来看这个哥林多前书第二章第三到四节。So let us read from the fourth and fifth, third and fourth verses of the First Corinthians chapter 2. This is what I explain. See, I came to you in weakness and fear and with much trembling. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power.So that your faith might not rest on man's wisdom, but on God's power. 哥林多前书第二章第三到四节，我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕，又震惊。我说的话讲的道，不是用智慧，委婉的这个言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的这个证明。So what does Paul mean by that?那这句话保罗的意思是什么呢？ He is very nervous when he preached at the Corinthian church. 就是说他来到这个哥林多教会的时候呢，他讲到说很紧张，很紧张。Now this is what I think he will be saying. He say, this morning, I come to you, I want to say to you about something about Jesus Christ.那他可能是这样说，今天我来到你们当中，我要讲的就是耶稣基督。Now, if such a person got up and preached to us that way, we would think that he is just right from the seminary. 如果有一天有一个人这么讲道的话呢，你就会认为他是刚刚从神学院毕业出来的。Okay, but we know that.By that time, Paul had been preaching for 15 years. 但是我们知道保罗在那个时候他已经讲道讲了15年了。I preach in fear and trembling and in weakness in order the power of God might be revealed that the Spirit, the God's Spirit might work through me. 他是说什么呢？我讲道的时候呢，我是战战兢兢的讲道。我是又软弱又惧怕的，怎么样呢？就是让神的能力透过我能够彰显出来，能够显明出来。And this is the feeling I have when I preach in fear and trembling and nervousness. 所以当我讲到时，我也是这样战战兢兢的，又软弱又紧张。Because I'm not simply giving you a speech.I'm lifting up Jesus Christ for people to see and that the life may be changed as a result. 因为我讲的不是讲一篇演讲，我讲的时候我乃是将基督高举起来，让基督能够看见，能够生命有改变。 See, I'm handling the word of God. 我是在分解真理的道。See, I often have wrenching feeling in my stomach that I feel like I want to throw up, knowing that the people sitting there are actually listening to me. 很多时候我讲到时候，我的胃呀，我的肚子很不舒服的，甚至到一个地步我要吐出来，因为想到我所讲的话，就是在座的人呢在那边听这个神的话。But you may say to me, you look so calm, You look so composed. Now that's because I've been doing it week after week for many, many years. 如果你说，哎，陈牧师，你很这个镇静啊，没有紧张啊，那是因为我讲了很多很多很多年了啊。But inside me is a traumatic experience, is a wrenching experience. 但是在我里面呢，我实在是一个很创伤、很紧张的那种的感觉的。So oftentimes, you know, I got sick on Monday morning. You know, my stomach wasn't well.很多时候呢，我在星期一呢，我就是身体的就不舒服的，啊。So number one is lifting up Jesus Christ. 第一就是要高举基督。Number two, God's word spoken 就是把神的话语讲出来。Let me read to you verses 10 and 11 of the same chapter. 再看这个十节和十一节。The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. 这里十节到十一节说，只有人借着圣灵向我们显明了，因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。除了从里头的灵，谁知道人的事？像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。So, Paul lays down the fundamental truth that the only person who can tell about God is the Spirit of God. 所以保罗就是说到一件事情，就是说，我们怎么能够知道这个真理呢？除非是神的灵。So if God's Spirit did not reveal, we will not know. 如果神的灵没有呢启示的话呢，我们什么都不知道。If God did not speak, we do not know what to say. 如果神没有向我说话，我也不知道应该讲什么话。So preaching is God's word spoken through a person. 所以讲道呢，乃是神借着一个人说出神的话。说出神的话。Yes, through a weak and frail human being like you and me. 是的，是借着一个软弱这个惧怕的一个人如你和我。So when I speak according to God's word. 所以我讲的时候呢，我是按照神的话来讲的。I draw on the resources of his spirit.我是从他的灵里面得到这个信息的。In other words, I study the word of God carefully. I pray the Holy Spirit for wisdom to understand his word and for power. 所以我的就是要细心的来研究神的话。我也祷告求神的灵来帮助我明白他的话，也能够给我有能力。I believe God is able to speak through human beings and desire to do so. 我相信神呢是借着人来讲他的话，他也愿意这样做。So preaching is God's word spoken to us. 所以呢，祷告是神的话来向我们说的。God spoke to Abraham, God spoke to Moses, God spoke to the prophets and the people of Israel. 所以神昔日向亚伯拉罕、摩西、以色列人他先知讲话。But what is God speak to us today? 但是呢，今天神向我们说什么话呢？ Now this leads us to the third point. 那这里呢，就我们要讲第三点了，那第二点了啊。How to listen to a sermon? 怎么样听这个道啊？治病啊，治愈的病是什么呢？当他听另外一个牧师讲道的时候呢，他坐在那边，他就会分析啊。分析他的这个讲道啊。Now I would sit there and say to myself, No, I wouldn't say it that way. No, I wouldn't use that illustration. I would say it this way. 我就在那坐在那边的时候，我就说，哎呀，这个用这个例子啊，这个错了，你不应当用这个例子的啊，这个比喻错了，这样讲嘛错了。我会这样，这个就是叫做职业的这个病啊 ，occupational hazard 啊。But by doing that, I'm hindering God's Spirit speaking to me. 如果我这样做的时候呢，我是拦阻了神的灵向我说话。Instead, I should do this. 我应当怎么做呢？我应当这样做。I should have an attitude of prayer. 我应当呢带着一个祷告的态度。祷告的态度。An attitude of prayer. I should sit back and say, Lord, what do you want me? What do you want to say to me through this preacher? 我会向人祷告说，神啊，你要透过这个人向我说什么呢？ Now I found that when I make that my attitude, I always get something out of it. Now I have heard many diverse preaching. Some are very expressive, some are very dynamic, and some are not so expressive and not so dynamic. 那我应当怎么呢？我应当向神说，神啊，你要透过这个人向我说什么呢？那当我这样讲的祷告的时候呢，我就觉得呢，我能够从这个人呢，讲的呢，得到一些的神的话。我听过不同的这个讲员，有些是很有能力的，很有这个表达他的意思的。那有时候呢，也听到一些不大会表达他所讲的，啊。But if a person is stumbling around and not able to articulate well, I find that I don't care so much. 如果一个讲员他好像这个讲来讲去都讲不到什么东西出来，对我来说那不是重要，那不是重要。Because I'm eager to hear what God is going to say to me to this person. See, I don't care if he's stumbling around.The important thing is, I've listened what God is saying to me through this man, to this person. So this is what I mean by listening with an attitude of prayer. 这个就是带着一个祷告的态度来听这个讲道。Secondly, I'm going to listen with an attitude of expectation. 我应当有一个这个期待的这个态度。When we come to the worship service, we come expecting, believing that this morning I come to church, I'm going to hear something. 因为我来到教会的时候，我说今天呢，我期待着神向我说话，我一定会听到一些是我需要听的这个神的话语。Now,It is not the same way that he will speak to me in prayer. 那神当我祷告的时候，神向我说话，那个是不一样的。跟着我听这个牧师讲到，他向我说话是不一样的。Now this is a dynamic way in which his living word can become living in me. 这就是说他的这个活泼的话在我里面，叫我能够把他话语活出来。Then I want to apply it in my life. 那我呢就来在我生命里面呢是适用我所听到的话。Number three, I need to have an attitude of faith. Attitude of faith. 第三呢就是一个信心的态度。I want to listen to a sermon faithfully. 我用信心来听这个讲道。Now, what do I mean by listening to a sermon faithfully? 这是什么意思呢？ I do not mean by sitting there and say, I believe every word that the preacher said is 100% true. 不是说我坐在那边我就说，这个讲人讲的话，每一句话都是100% 是真的。That's not what I mean. 不是这个意思。Now, I like to keep my students when I preach, when I teach counseling about body language.我教这个学生这个辅导的时候呢，我会对这个学生说一些这关于这个体的语言body language。如果一个人来辅导的时候，他的两个手呢都、就是这样的if a person does come and for counseling and he has his hand folded, that means he's not open.He's not ready to listen to you. 就是说他不愿意听 当然，如果你很冷的时候也会这样做啊，那不表示你不愿意听啊。如果你要 go, you do that. That's what I mean. So when you go, you can do that. Okay. Now, sometimes we have the people on the pew. That means the people who sit there, who would fold their arm, not physically, but in their heart, and say, "Prove it to me. Prove it to me." 那有时候我会发觉到一些会众啊。坐在这个椅子上的会众，他们虽然没有把这个手这个翘起来，但是他的心里呢就说，证明给我看，证明给我看。Now if you have that attitude of prove it to me, then you will not get anything. 如果你说你要向我证明的态度的话呢，你不会听到什么的。But there are people.Who give non-verbal language and say, "I'm listening, I am listening, I'm attentive." 但是有一些人呢，我可以看见他给我那种的非语言的这个信息，说我在听，我在注意的听。Now thank God for these people. 我是为这些人来感谢神。Now as I've said many times to you that I like to preach in the black church. 那我曾经说过的。我喜欢在这个黑人的教会讲道。Now why? Because they are always responsive to what I'm saying. An instantaneous responsive. 他们是马上的给你这个回应的。你讲句话都说 Amen. Speak on brothers. Hallelujah. 你讲每一句话都是这样说的。Every time, every word, every sentence you say, they will say Amen. You see?See, a black pastor, when he is preaching in a black church, see, he will not be able to speak without that kind of response. 一个黑人的这个牧师呢，他讲到说，如果是你们没有这个回应，讲不出来的，很难讲的。如果你们不出声的时候，他就说，你们是不是没有听到？你们是不是没有听到？If there's no response from the congregation, he say, "Did you get it? You didn't get it. I'm going to say it again." 你没有听到，所以我再讲了。所以那些会众就说：“啊，阿门，再讲吧，弟兄。”所以 the congregation say, "Preach on, brothers. Preach on, brothers." Now, do you know Jesse Jackson? One time he ran for president. 在美国一个叫 Jesse Jackson 呢，于是他就是竞选这个美国总统。Now one time he was asked to preach in a white church. 于是呢，他到一个白人的教会去讲道。Now he knows that the white church don't respond. You see, 他知道这个白人呢，他不会马上就回应的。So he has to bring a group of his people and sit in the front. 所以呢，他又带一帮人呢，这可能是他的马仔啊。坐在前面的、啊、When he preach, these people say, Amen, Amen. See? So without that, he's not able to preach. 没有这些人讲不出来的，讲不出来的、啊、所以我喜欢在这个黑人教会讲道，就是这个意思、啊、讲的时候他们会马上回应的、啊、在这里你们好像要听，不要听、啊、不晓得你在听还是不听、啊、But here, I don't know whether you're listening or not, you see.Preach on, brother. Thank you. Yeah. But there are those that are very distracting. 但是呢，有一些呢是很使人分心的啊 ，hindering yourself and hindering other people， 使你分心，你也使别人分心啊。啊，比如讲到时候你讲话啊，你自己分心了，你也影响到别人的分心。Sometimes people are distracting because when I preach, you talk. And when you talk, it's distracting yourself and distracting other people. And there are times who I see that people will look at their phone. You see? Now maybe you are looking at the Bible. Maybe you're playing game. I don't know. 有时候你们看那个你的这个手机、啊、可能你是看圣经呢、啊、可能你是在玩 game, 是不是、啊、这个是会使人分心的、啊、 So I hope that you will come with your hand open to receive with an open heart to keep the word of God in your heart. 我盼望你来的时候呢，你把手打开，把你心打开来接受神的话语啊，在你的心里面啊，don't come with an attitude of prove it to me, prove it to me. 所以呢，你来的时候呢，不要说你证明给我看，这样的时候呢，你会听不到什么东西的啊。Number three, preaching as an act of worship. 第三呢，就是讲道呢。 是敬拜的一个行为。Preaching is not a performance in which the preacher shows his homiletic skill, in which the congregation in the pews are the spectators. 所以讲道呢，不是这个讲道人来表演呢，表演做他的这个讲道的技能，而这个听众呢是在那边做这个。 这个好像看戏 spectator 观众这样啊，不是这样的，不应该是这样的啊，不应该是这样的。OK，the preaching is if preaching is not an act of worship, then the church would end up worshiping the preacher and what he says rather than worshiping God. 如果讲道不是敬拜的行为的话，那么那个教会呢，只是在敬拜那个传道人和他的话，而不是敬拜神。Martin Luther says, "When I declare the word of God, I offer sacrifice." Martin Luther 他说我讲道的时候呢，其实呢，我是献上一个祭物。 我是献祭, I offer a sacrifice. So when you hear the word of God with all your heart, you are also offering a sacrifice. 所以当你来听神的话，把心敞开听神的话的时候，你也同时是向神献祭。So then, in preaching, we see the preacher offers his sermon to God as a sacrifice. And the people who listen is also offering a sacrifice to God. 所以讲道的时候是讲道的人，他用他的这个讲章，好像一个这个祭物的向神献上。那听的人呢，也是你们在这里听的时候注意的听，你们的注意听也是一个祭物献上给这个神，给一个神。 So what happened is that at the moment of preaching, the preacher is leading the congregation to worship God. He's bringing the people to the place where they all, I mean the preacher and the congregation, encounter God. So 讲道的时候呢，是传道人把会众带到神的面前来，就是在那一刻是讲道者和听道的人一起的来遇见神。 与神相遇, they encounter God. Okay. Now the preacher must not forget he is also a worshipper. 所以这个讲道人呢，他要知道他也是一个敬拜者。He is worshipping even as he preaches. 所以他讲道的时候，那个时刻也是在敬拜神。He is preaching the word of God and listening to the word of God at the same time. 所以他讲道的时候，他同时呢也是听到的时候，听到神的话语的时候。OK，so the word of God that he preaches must also speak to him. 所以他讲的道也要向他自己讲，啊，也是要向他讲。I told my students in the seminary, it is not you and they, it is we, the worshipper. 所以我跟我的这个学生说，不是你和他，而是我们，讲道者和这个听道的人，我们一起的来敬拜神。So I told them, when you preach, do not preach out of sense of guilt. 你讲道的时候不是出于那个罪恶感来讲道。Preach from an attitude of joy and celebration. 你讲道的时候应当是 一种的这个欢喜，一种的庆祝的那种的这个感觉。 Do not make your congregation feel guilty or ashamed. 不要使到听众的人觉得他们呢是有罪或者是羞耻。 Do not use the time to air your grievances. 不要借助那个时候来发怨言。这个有时候传道说，哎呀，我那个车真的是破车啊，老爷车啊，暗示这个教会买一个新车给他，不应当。 So at that time, it's not the time to air your grievance about your car broke down, a broken car, something like that. Okay. The preacher is a witness. He witnesses the goodness of God. 讲道者是一个见证人，他见证神的这个善良啊。 He's not the prosecutor prosecuting the people. 他不是那个控诉官，来控诉人，控诉他的会友。 Now you may ask, how come the people are convicted at worship service? 你会问，为什么那些人来参加教会，有时候他们会知道罪，convicted知罪。 Right, but the question I want to ask you is, who do the convicting? 是的，有人来参加聚会的时候，他们会觉得知罪，但是要问的一个问题是，谁使他知罪？ It is the Holy Spirit. It is not the preacher. 是什么呢？是圣灵使他知罪，不是那个讲言使他知罪。 So it is the Spirit. It is not the preacher. When the preacher reveals God to people in the Word, there will be plenty of opportunity for the Spirit to convict us. 当那个讲员他把神的话语讲出来的时候呢，圣灵呢就有很多这个机会来使我们知罪。Remember the story of Isaiah. When he came and he saw the glory of God, he said, Woe unto me, for I am a person of unclean lips. 你就是这个以赛亚嘛，他来到这个圣殿说，看见高高在上那个荣耀的神，他就说，祸在我有罪了，我是罪人，我这个嘴唇不洁的人。He was convicted, 他知罪，没有人向他说什么话，他知罪。Okay. So the preacher must not go to the pulpit and say, I must convict people. 所以讲员呢，不应当上讲来说，我要使你们知罪，使你们觉得呢，你们是不配。So do not come and say that, no, you do not measure up. You better shape up. You better repent. 不就是不要就是叫人家觉得你们呢达不到标准呢，所以你们要悔改啊，不是要讲这话，是圣灵叫我们知罪，圣灵叫我们这个悔改的。The preacher leads the people to worship as he expounds the word of God. Let the Holy Spirit do the convicting. 所以呢，讲员呢把神的话语讲出来。 让圣灵来使人知罪。 If the Holy does not want to convict, no amount of shouting or screaming and shaming is going to convict anybody. 如果圣灵不愿意叫我们知罪的话，你讲到说这么大声这么喊呢，都不会叫人家知罪的，不是你讲的话大声，人家就会知罪。 So if preaching is an act of worship, then the preacher must not offer to God that costs him nothing. 如果这个讲道是一个敬拜的行为，那么他来的时候呢，他要献祭给神呢，所以呢，他就不能够说是没有什么代价的。So the preacher must pay the price of preparation. Physically and spiritually, he must take time to pray, to study, to prepare the sermon. 所以呢，这个讲道的人呢，要付上这个代价，因为他是献祭嘛，他要怎么样呢？他要准备，要用时间的准备讲章，做个好好的研究神的话语，身体上和灵性上的这个准备。If the pastor must not offer to God, which costs him nothing, then it follows that the congregation. Must also not offer to God which costs him nothing when he comes to worship. 所以同样的那个听者，观众他来敬拜神的时候，献祭， 也应当是不能够是没有代价的啊，也有代价的。So the congregation must pay the price of preparation. 所以呢，观众要呢付上这个准备的这个代价，预备的代价。It is common practice everywhere in small churches and mega churches that the people in the pew criticize the preacher at the pulpit. 所以呢，这个是一直常常发生的事情，不是在大教会、小教会都有这种情况，就是呢，那些坐在椅子上的观众啊、听众、会众来批评、评估站在这个讲台上的这个讲员啊，我相信你们都会有这样啊，是不是？That's not the way it should be. That's not the way it should be. Many people misunderstand the function of preaching. We think that preaching is something to be evaluated. 很多时候我们就是对这个讲道呢误解了，我们就认为的这个讲道是要不给人家评估的啊，给人家评估的。I'm sure sometimes you have said,the pastor give a good one today. Or the pastor didn't do so well today. 有时候我们会讲讲啊，今天不是讲得很好，今天讲的是不是很好啊？你有没有觉得呢？这个你有这种的态度啊？就是今天呢，就是。我给好像这个 Olympic 啊，那个比赛的时候 ，I give a ten, I give an eight, a five， 有没有？啊，给你一个五分，啊，十分，啊，什么什么？虽然你们没有举起牌来说几分呢，你们心里会说啊，今天不是这个道只是五分而已，啊，今天道不错，八分吧，Sometimes in your heart you say that.Although you didn't raise a hand, you didn't raise a card, you say, it's five today, it's not that good. Or ten, it's a good one. Now, the preaching is not supposed to be like that. It's not for you to criticize, because this is the word of God. 这个讲到呢不应当是被评估的，因为这个是神的话。Do you dare to criticize the word of God? 你敢不敢来评估神的话语呢？当然不敢啊！我们呢也是不应该的啊。So before we do the judging, evaluating, you better examine yourself. 所以你没有评估之前呢，你要好好的反省自己。Did you prepare yourself? 你有没有好好的来准备你自己呢？啊，你有 pay the price of preparation?你有没有付上这个准备的这个代价呢？ Do you pray for the worship? Do you pray for yourself? Do you pray for the pastor? 你有没有为你祷告，自己祷告？有没有为这个崇拜祷告？有没有为那个牧师祷告？这些都是我们要准备的。第四 ，Number four, okay, preaching is an act of worship and not an academic presentation. 这个讲道是一个敬拜的行为，而不是一个学术的演讲啊，学术的演讲啊。Now we are familiar with the story of the two disciples on the way to Emmaus. 我们记得圣经里面讲到一个两个门徒，他们呢在这个以马忤斯的路上。Now, on their way from Jerusalem, they met the resurrected Christ. 他们呢回家的时候，走上这个以马忤斯道路，他们呢就遇见了这个复活的基督。But they did not recognize him. 他们不能够认出他。They invited him journey together. 他们就邀请耶稣跟他们一起同走这个路。As they walked toward Emmaus.Jesus expounded to them concerning himself in all scriptures. 所以他们在路上呢，一直走的时候，耶稣就跟他们讲解所有的经文有关于他的啊，关于这个弥赛的经文向他们讲解。And when they arrived at home, they invited Jesus to dine with them. 他们到家的时候呢，他们就请耶稣跟他们进屋一起来吃饭，坐席吃饭啊。 At the table, Jesus took bread and blessed and gave to them. 所以在这个桌子上的时候呢, 耶稣就薄饼, 就把饼分给他们, Their eyes were open and recognized it was the Lord Himself. 突然间他们的眼睛就开了, 哦, 原来这个就是主, 啊, 主耶稣, and instantly He vanished from their sight. 突然间呢, 耶稣就不见了, 啊, 消失了。 And they said to each other, and this is what they said to each other, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to us? 他们两个人就说, 哎, 这个人讲, 像我们讲话的时候, 我们心里不是火热的吗? 啊, 火热的吗? 在路上他像我们讲话的时候, 讲这个圣经的时候, 我们这心里是火热的, 是不是? So this is what should happen at the worship when the word is expounded. Our hearts are ignited and burned with fire. 所以呢, 当我们呢, 来听到的时候, 神的话语被传出的时候, 我们的心被燃烧, 我们火热起来, 啊, 火热起来, 啊。 The congregation must respond from the heart. 所以呢, 会众呢, 要从心里呢, 来回应。 Too often during the preaching, instead of seeing Jesus, we see the preacher. 很多时候我们这个听到的时候，我们不是听到神的话语，而是看到那个传道人。 Or we see an outline as the sanctuary is turned into a lecture room. 或者是我们看见一个大纲，这个大纲呢就叫我们这个圣所啊 sanctuary 成为一个演讲室了，一个 lecture room. Sometimes with the aid of PowerPoint, like we do here, you see. Now I often don't like to give PowerPoint, but it's the insistence of Mrs. Chan, she wants me to put an outline. 因为我不喜欢把这个大纲放在这个 PowerPoint 的，但是陈师母说你要做，我就听了他的话啊做了啊。 Now, the reason I didn't want to do that is because the emphasis is on the content and teaching, which is commendable. 为什么这样呢? 因为那个重点呢是放在这个内容和教导。那当然这个内容和教导这是重要的。But there is much more to preaching than passing religious information. 但是讲道呢, 不只是把那个一些的这个宗教的这个知识传递出去，不只是这样。 It must reveal not mere facts about God, but the person of God Himself. 因为呢，不是只是传递有关神的事，而是要 你们看见的是神他的本人。你明白这个意思吗? 神的这个本人,这个是很重要的。Preaching must not be an academic where we pass religious information from the pulpit to the pews. 所以这个讲道呢,不应当是一个学术的一种的演讲,从这个讲台传递给那些坐在椅子上的观众。 不应当是这样的。And that's why people, when people like to do it, that's why people want to have an outline. There was a very great preacher by the name of Emerson Fosdick. This is what he said. 一个很出名的这个讲道的人,他讲这句话, The purpose of preaching is not to explain the subject, but to achieve an object. 他说这个 讲道的这个目的呢, 不是要解析一个题目, 一个 subject, 而是要达到一个目的。So we are so wrapped up in the content that we forget the intent. 我们是很太过注重那个内容而忘记了它的本意, 它的 intent. 我们来这里的本意是什么, 我们忘记了。 我们太过注重那个内容, 那我不是说那个内容不重要啊，但是我们太过注重这个内容，听到了什么而忘记它的本意。本意乃是神的话打在你的身上。The intent is how the word of God hit on you. You see? So our intent and object are to worship God. In the experience, God will speak His word to us. 所以我们的这个本意乃是向神敬拜，在敬拜的过程当中，神的话就进入我们，打入我们的心里面了。How easy it is for the preacher to perfect a homiletic technique and it enables him to manufacture sermon week after week. 那个这个讲道的人呢、啊、掌握的这个讲道的技术是很容易的事情，而使得他能够每周一篇一篇的讲章呢制造出来 manufacture、啊就是我这个我们有教这个讲道学啊，讲那个技术怎么样预备讲章。如果我们掌握了这个呢，我们就会一篇一篇的讲章制造出来啊。但是讲道不是这样啊，讲的不是这样。Now if that's the case, then listening to a sermon is only an intellectual experience of the mind and not a worship experience of the total person.如果是这样的话呢，听一遍讲章是一个知识的啊，知识的这个经历，这道知识的经历。今天我听到牧师讲这个，哦，这个很好啊 ，is only an intellectual, but not the worship of the total person, 而不是整个人呢投入这个敬拜里面而敬拜神啊，敬拜神。When the preaching is an act of worship, the listener heart is stirred by the vision of God, and the Spirit of God says far more to him than the minister declare from the pulpit. 如果讲道是这个敬拜的一个行为，那么听的人呢，他的心就会被这个神的话语来激动他。搅扰他，以致他能够看见神的意象啊，神的意象。When Jesus wanted to help people stop worrying, he never gave a lecture on Hebrews and Greek. Instead, he talked about the birds of the air and the flowers in the field. 所以当耶稣要叫人家不要为明天忧虑什么，他不会说这个希伯来文这句话是什么意思？这个希腊文是什么意思？而是他说：“你们看天上的飞鸟，你们看这个野地的花，从这里呢，他教导我们怎么样来依靠神为我们预备，为我们预备。”So he appealed to the imagination of the mind, not 他就是要给我们呢，在我们的脑里面呢，有一种的看见啊，一种的这个。一种的感觉，看见这个神的这个供应。And that's the reason why the two disciples said, did not our heart burn within us? 所以那两位以马忤斯的这个 信徒说，我们的内心不是火热的吗？ And that's what I hope would happen to you. 所以我盼望呢，你的心真的是火热起来。And number last one, the immediacy of preaching.第最后一点呢，就是讲到即时的功能的功效啊。I believe more and more on the immediacy of preaching. 我是越来越相信啊，这个讲到即时的功效 ，the immediacy of preaching. That's to say that the immediate impact on the listener. 就是说，神的话语即时的来影响我们。那是听众的人。Now, I encourage people to take note during the preaching. So what I'm going to say to you, I hope you do not misunderstand what I'm saying. 当然我是鼓励人抄笔记。但是我下面要讲的呢，请你们呢不要误会。I have a bad habit. You notice I never carry a pen even when I go to a meeting. 所以你们会发现呢，我去聚会的时候，我开会的时候，我都不会带笔的。I will borrow pen from somebody. Often I borrow pen from Candy. 我就是向坐在我旁边的人借这个笔的啊，要写什么东西我就借了。我是这个是不好的这个这个习惯啊。I never take note. 我也不写笔记的啊。And even in my school days, I never take notes. 所以我学在这个在学校的时候，我也不会抄这个笔记的。So when I go to church, I do not take notes. Now it doesn't mean that I'm right. So you have the habit of taking notes, so go ahead and do it. Okay, this is just my way of doing things. Now the reason I do not take notes during preaching is because note taking is distraction. 为什么我不写笔记呢？就讲道的时候呢？因为这个讲道的时候，听到的时候写笔记呢，会使我分心啊。Distraction 会使我分心啊。When I sit in church, I want God to speak to me now, immediately. 因为我坐在那边听神的话语的时候，我希望神的话语现在就向我说话，马上就向我说话。You see? Because I may forget 2 weeks from now, so I want it now. 可能两个礼拜之后我就忘记了。I believe in the immediacy of preaching. The word of God hit me now. 神的话语现在呢就打在我的心里。For God to do something now, 我要神现在呢就叫我做一些什么东西。If I have a sin, I need to confess. I will confess now. I will repent now. 如果神的话语叫我提醒我犯了一个罪，我现在就要认罪。现在呢，我就要悔改。我要听到他的话语真的打进我的心里面，叫我呢来。悔改。The reason I do not take note is because I may be so intent on writing down the outline and the immediate impact of the message is lost. 为什么我不写这个笔记呢？是我恐怕我太忙着写这个笔记的时候，而神的话语呢，而我被这个分心了，而神的话语没有打到我的心，没有对我有什么影响。Now why do I believe in the immediacy of preaching? Because preaching is an act of worship. Listening to preaching is an act of worship. 为什么我相信这个讲道的即时的效能呢？因为呢，这个讲道是一个敬拜的行为，听到呢也是一个敬拜的行为。When preaching is going on, people see and hear God, and there's an immediate impact on their minds and heart. 因为这个讲道进行的时候呢，人要看见，要听到神的话，而马上受到这个影响，他的心里面马上就回应。When sermon is an academic lecture, no response is required, except I agree or disagree. 如果讲到是一个这个学术的这个演讲呢，你不需要有什么回应呢？可能你说我同意，我不同意而已啊。But when a sermon is presented as an integral part of worship,The listener must do something about the revelation of God that the Spirit brings to him. 但是如果这个讲道是敬拜的行为之一的话，那么那个听的人呢听到神的这个启示的时候呢，他就要马上来有所反应马上有反应。你明白吧？ Alright, I'm going to close, okay? Two things happen in worship, praise and preaching. Okay? 所以在敬拜的时候有两件事情 感就是赞美和这个讲道。Now praise is when we sing him, we praise God. Okay, when we pray, we praise God. When we give, is in response to our praying to God. 所以这个赞美是什么呢？我们唱赞美诗歌的时候赞美神，但我们祷告的时候我们也是在赞美神，但我们奉献的时候也是一种赞美的行为。Secondly, worship is preaching and listening. 所以第二呢就是讲道和听道啊，听道。So when we close our hymn books, we need not shift gear and say, now is preaching time. 所以呢，千万不要把这个诗本关起来的时候说，哦，现在我们呢就来听到了，不是。整个的是一个敬拜的经验啊 ，the whole thing, preaching and praise, the whole experience is a worship. From the beginning of the service to the end, our eyes are open to God's glory.所以从这个敬拜开始到结束，我们的眼睛看到的是神的荣耀。And thus we pray him, we praise him, we offer a gift to him. 所以呢，我们呢要赞美他，我们要把奉献呢来向他献上。Our eyes are open to truth. 我们的眼睛要看见这个真理。Thus, we listen with our hearts. 所以呢，我们用我们的心来听他的真理。So when we enter to worship, our eyes have seen the glory. Our hearts, our ears have heard the truth. And our hearts have been ignited. 所以当我们进入来敬拜的时候，我们的眼睛看见他的荣耀，我们耳朵听到的话语，他听到的真理啊，我们心里就火热了。Then as we depart to serve. 我们离开的时候，我们就去离开，去侍奉世人。Let us pray. 我们低头祷告。